Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ravens lose 17-3. They are 1-5 heading into the bye. John Harbaugh just met with the media. Our buddy Cordell Woodland covers the Ravens for us here on 105.7 The Fan. He joins us now courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Cordell, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So, by the way, check out Cordell on social media because he does these he's during training camp post-practice. Now he does post-game thoughts, and they're really good. You should watch. So, Cordell, what do you think? Are you feeling any better about these guys? They did not get blown out yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a mixed bag still. I mean, a lot of this still hinges on the health of this team coming back, obviously Lamar being the biggest one. And the schedules does soften up a little bit after the bye, but you have another defensive starter go down with Tavius Robinson, who has a broken foot. I don't know. You know, it's still a very tough thing to accomplish if we're talking about this team turning the season around and making the playoffs. I think they've got to go 9-2 or something close to that down the stretch if they're really going to pull this off. And are they capable of it? Possibly. You know, if we talk about the star power and Lamar comes back and gets back to his MVP level and really uplifts this team, it's possible. I did like what I saw from the defense in spurts yesterday. I thought they played the run better. I like that they actually tackled.
Yeah.
But their inability to get after the quarterback is a major issue. And with that, the turnovers, the lack of turnovers, I should say, kind of goes hand in hand with that. That's still something that's a major concern for me.
Well, Cordell, hopefully we don't have to see a backup quarterback play for the Ravens the rest of the season. But what were your thoughts, Cooper Rush, his performance, him getting pulled in the fourth quarter? You were talking to him after the game in the locker room. He was surprised he got pulled. Harb said it was planned that both of them were going to play. What did you make of the whole quarterback situation yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't great. I mean, they ran the ball as good as you could ask them to, especially in the first half. So, to not get better quarterback play when you actually do have a really good run game going for you that day is disappointing. Cooper Rush didn't help him. He didn't help himself out, obviously, with the one bad interception. And then you combine that with the Flowers fumbles. I actually didn't blame Rush on the jet sweep. I thought he put the ball right in his pocket. He got to just hold on to that right there. Just a bad day for Zay. And then with the Tush push debacle, I mean, it's all a trickle-down effect. So when you combine all of those, yeah, I mean, Rush didn't end up doing enough. I didn't have a problem with them going to Huntley. I thought that they would go to Huntley in some sort of capacity in the game yesterday. And even though Rush said he was surprised after the game, John reiterated today that both of those guys knew what the plan was. He wanted that to be clear, that they all were – under the impression that could happen. Now, he did say that he thought that maybe you throw Huntley out there earlier in the game if they were struggling in the run game, and he threw out the scenario of potentially, you know, going from one quarterback and then back to the other, depending on the situation. It's kind of like a two quarterback system a little bit. And that's not the way that it transpired, but I didn't really get on Cooper Rush for their loss. What was it, the week before? But this week I did think he was more of an issue. And John even said something about talking to DaCosta about roster decisions when asked about their backup quarterback situation. So I'm kind of ready for anything in terms of that quarterback room.
Zach Orr saved his job, I guess, right? I mean, there's probably not going to be, I wouldn't think, as heavy a push from top down on Harbaugh to have to throw somebody to the wolves after they played at a professional level.
Yeah, I mean, I think yesterday definitely showed that they are willing to fight for Zach Orr. I mean, of course, these guys are going into the game expecting to come out with a win. They have to. But I think everybody else on the outside looking in, the people who do what we do and we're here to talk about this stuff, I don't think anybody is surprised that they lost. Hmm. But the big thing was that they had to show some sort of fight. They had to show that they are at least able to trend in the right direction, that they are willing to fight for their coaches on their staff. And I thought defensively they did. I mentioned that they tackled at least. They looked like an aggressive defense in spurts. I thought Gilman really was a big boost for them, allowing them to get back to this three safety look that they like to run so much. It looked a little more like the defense that we're used to seeing. Now, that's not to say that they were perfect, because they weren't. I don't think the Rams played well offensively. Stafford was erratic. Adams is dropping balls. Puka gets hurt. Even when he comes back, he doesn't make a huge impact. So, I mean, they had some things go their way for sure. But it was good to see them show somewhat of a pulse on the defensive side of the ball. And honestly, I think if Lamar's there, they may win that game.
We're talking with Cordell Woodlands, Inside Access here on The Fan. So let me ask you about one guy in particular, and Harbs keeps, over the last 2 weeks, saying, you know, that everything's on the table when it comes to roster. First of all, how surprised are you in a game where, you know, the defense, Rome's burning coming in, that Jair Alexander was suited up but did not play a snap? And could that be just a guy that they just release here over the bye?
Yeah, I mean, he's another one that I'm kind of prepared for anything with right now. I don't, you know, I know John has said that they are all working in unison together. There's no way this dude is thrilled about being a healthy scratch as much as he's been, and in this case, being up but getting no snaps. John today basically said that he was up because of all the injury issues that they have been dealing with in the secondary, and just in case Marlon went down, or, you know, Hamilton had been dealing with some things going into the game as well, like, just in case something happened, that's not a offense you want to be short on DBs against. And he doesn't think much of Aeneas Peebles in the run game right now. He made that clear today. So, yeah, I mean, it's not a good look. I'm sure it's not a great feeling for Jair. And at some point, it does. I think it's a fair question to ask, do either of these two sides kind of just get tired of this and are willing to part ways?
Cordell, is this short yardage offense fixable?
I mean, the offensive line isn't pushing anybody. Maybe with Ricard out there, it'll get a little better. It can't get any worse. It's a blooper reel for any of these offensive linemen, depending on who you're looking at, on any given play in short yardage situations, and especially inside the five. Like, that is just inexcusable with me to not be I mean, it's man on man, and nothing is given in this league. I get it, but you get in those situations, it's who wants it more, and they just don't seem like they want it more. I mean, honestly, they can't push anybody off the ball. Mitchell Payton,
oh, that's bad.
Him whiffing is the same as making contact at this point. You're getting no push regardless. I don't love the tush push. And look, I tweeted it kind of tongue in cheek, but seriously, if you're going to run it, at least steal something from the Eagles and run it illegally and give yourself an advantage, especially considering that your offensive line isn't pushing anybody off the ball. I don't think – and look, I'm not blaming the play on Andrews, but he ain't helping. I mean, well,
is he long for this place, Cordell? Because I was going to ask you that, and I might as well just ask you now. Like, do you think Mark Andrews is here November 6th, day after trade deadline?
Not if it's going like this. I mean, I think he's here after the bye. I'm not 100% sure he's here after the bye. I think DaCosta is going to try to work the phones and do something for this roster. But, I mean, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that he finishes the year with this team. Absolutely not. Mark doesn't look the same right now. I don't think that's breaking news to say that. We're all watching the same games, and no doubt Lamar not being there is a part of that. But yeah, I mean, I can't sit here today with 100% certainty and say that I think Mark Andrews is going to finish the season as a Raven. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he doesn't.
Cordell, you and Beltway Ben Friday?
Yeah, we'll be back Friday from 6 to 8. So, obviously, the Ravens on a bye week. We have availability tomorrow. We'll be talking to the coordinators and a few assistant coaches as well. So, and then that's it for us in terms of availability. But we'll have plenty to talk about with the football weekend looming still.
Cordell, thanks, buddy. We appreciate you as always.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next, a little purple rain in the forecast. By the way, at 5:30, our six-pack of offensive observations, and they were quite offensive. But coming up next, purple rain in the forecast. Harbs met with the media before the team goes on by. We'll hear from him next here on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
fan.
Frank said, no, it's not. We found out it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks, very similar to Isaiah Likely. So he will be back during the season, yes.
There's the news from John Harbaugh. I was surprised he did come right out with it in the postgame yesterday that Tavis Robinson broke his foot, and now he says he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. It's an edge group, and we'll get to him talking about the edge in a little bit, but didn't have much there, and he's probably the best of the group, and now he's gone for 2 months.
It's a shame. They are really light at D-line across the board, and I don't know like if it's time for the Taven Bryans of the world to get in the mix. I can't imagine. I mean, they got away with it, but going into an NFL game with four basically D-linemen up is something else.
Four D-linemen, but also considering that the Rams can run the football.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, look.
It's a choice.
It is.
It kind of worked, but.
Urban got banged up. What was he, in concussion protocol?
He missed a little bit of time
where it looked like things really would have got dicey.
John Jenkins, legacy game. More from John Harbaugh speaking today.
Try taking that football from him.
Yeah, I have no chance. Harbs, when's Pat Ricard coming back?
I don't know. It's the way it works, the way the injury is pretty much recovered from that kind of a standpoint. It's just a matter of him being comfortable with his level of strength and his ability to perform. I mean, it's him being able to get out there and push himself through practice and feel like it's going to stay healthy. Feel like he can move and run, change direction, and power into people. I mean, it's really up to him. I mean, the only thing we can do is ask him how he's doing, how he's feeling, and if he can push himself to do more or not, because it's his calf, you know. So that's all we can do right now. So I can't really make any promises.
So just a reminder, he had been off the practice field since August 14th, came back in a limited fashion this past week. They never IR'd him, so this is coming to as a surprise to them. But we're now not guaranteed he's coming back after the bye.
Yeah. I mean, I think you have to wonder if by the time he really is able to come back, what's he coming back to? It doesn't sound like Chicago's necessarily in the cards. And then isn't Miami a quick one?
Thursday. Yeah.
So, I mean, would you really? So
if he doesn't play
against Chicago. They mess around and miss and lose one of those two.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah, and you definitely, thinking about it now, you probably don't want him playing Sunday with the quick turnaround.
No, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. And if they lose one of those two.
Yeah, then it's like,
well.
Curtains.
I don't know. I mean, like.
Got to run the table at that point.
I don't think. Pat Ricard, no Pat Ricard, it might not matter.
We spent a lot of time talking about this offensive line, and there will be more to come at six-pack coming up 5:30. But, Harbs, what about the O-line?
Absolutely, we're considering those kind of options for sure. And that's kind of what the bye week is for, I think. It helps you with that. Those guys will get a chance to practice on Tuesday and Wednesday, which will be good for us to get those guys out there and see them. I mean, Emery, for instance, you know, he's a young dude. He's only been practicing for like a week. So there's a lot that goes into knowing what you're supposed to do under fire and pass protection. He hasn't done any pass protection yet because of his shoulder. So he hasn't. This will be the first week he'll have a chance to do pass protection. He hasn't been able to do that up till now. So you can kind of see the challenges there with that. But we're trying to get him up to speed as quick as we possibly can. And so he's up. We wouldn't put a player out there until they're, you know, ready to be successful. That wouldn't be fair to the player or to the team or the fans or anybody. But as soon as we feel like a guy like him or anybody else is really ready or the best guy for it, we would do it. We do have a couple of veteran guys that could in the offensive line that have been practicing that would have a shot that we'll take a look at this week and see how they look. And that stuff's definitely on the table.
That doesn't sound good.
Nah. That does not sound promising at all.
But everyone needs to have extremely measured expectations for Emory Jones in general because – no OTAs, no minicamp, no training camp. He's coming in the middle of this season that's been a train wreck and just started practicing. To envision this guy to be some sort of savior, I think, is delusional.
And does a team with no pass rush give him suitable reps for pass rush to come?
Wow.
The question doesn't need to be asked.
Send them up to College Park. Yeah, they got some kids you get after.
Two freshmen. Yeah.
Hey, you're going to practice up there.
Yeah.
We'll let you know when we think you're ready.
Speaking of which, Harbs, what about your edge rushers?
Yeah, all of the above, I would say. We have a couple guys that we like on the practice squad right now that are doing really well. So I wouldn't mind giving those guys a shot, one of those guys at least. So that's no option number one, the most obvious option. And then there's the other options you're talking about are certainly on the table.
It's got some guys on the practice squad we might get a look at coming up against the Bears. They got no pressures from their edge guys.
Come on down.
They need bodies. Like, they need someone in there. So at this point, unless they sign a street free agent or make a trade, yeah, come on down.
Ah, man, it's what a time. Coming up next, though, you know what? We already did six-pack of defensive observations. Now it's time for the offense. Six-pack offensive observations next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ravens lose 17-3. It's six-pack time. Want to remind you, six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. It's six-pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I love Monk. We love Monk. We all love Monk. But to use a Jason term, I think they're a little too cute by half at times. Like, with this limited offense, third and short, let's have Derrick Henry on the football field. At least defenses have to account for him. The frustration on some of these trying to get a little cute. Just give me the big fellow on the field.
Yeah, I've got some of the short yardage stuff way higher. My six is Bateman, Likely, Andrews. Well, one of the three still be here after the deadline, two of the three? I mean, it really is sort of a road to nowhere for all of them. I'm still not convinced that Likely's right. Like, he, I just don't see an explosive, like, even as a decoy, it just doesn't look right to me. They should have traded Andrews in the offseason.
Yeah, they'll get a five
and
instead of a four.
Bateman's going to not, like, even when Lamar comes back with this offensive line, Bateman is a decoy. So they've got some things to sort out there, but this was another game where those three were just along for the ride.
Number five.
Look, it was a great day for Derrick Henry in the run game, and they needed that to bounce back, and it worked, and it allowed them to kill the clock, which they had to do. It allowed them to protect a bad defense, which they did. 16 touches in the first half. He got the volume and lather up.
Yeah.
I liked the outside runs. Running off tackle was a wrinkle that worked. But, I mean, ultimately it ends up in 3 points. So it's a bit of a wash in that regard. But it was a much-needed step forward for him and for them in terms of being able to do something on the ground. How sustainable it is obviously a big question.
We are simpatico, Jason. I felt like Derrick Henry needed to be mentioned, but because they only scored 3 points, five is about as high as I could put it, but it was nice to see the big fella running the football well again.
Number four.
Cooper Rush, but bro, you got to be able to hold on to the football better. I was all for this signing.
Me too.
And there's not a lot of there with this guy right now. And quite frankly, even though I've seen the Tyler Huntley movie before, and by the way, throwing the ball away on fourth down, that's always fun. Mm. But this has been a failure so far with Cooper Rush.
We're simpatico. Rush stinks. So does Huntley. But there needs to be a change in the pecking order. And I'd have a hard time thinking there hasn't been, whether they want to announce it or not or whatever. When Lamar comes back on the other side of this, if something happened to Lamar, I would think Huntley would be the next guy up. Rush does not – look, I said it during the preseason. I was surprised he did not look more comfortable.
Yeah, he didn't.
I was surprised it didn't look more natural. I was waiting to see it even in mop-up time at Arrowhead. We didn't. Then you want to give him, you know, look, everything was so bad against Houston. You want to give him a mulligan, fine. He looks sped up and weird and uncomfortable in the pocket, and he's not enough of an athlete to be making plays outside of the pocket as much as he seems to want to leave and go outside the pocket. I was for the signing, but I'm not a multimillionaire general manager. I don't wear sunglasses at night either. But no. This has been part of an offseason of failure, and the fact that Huntley's better than him probably is pretty brutal.
Yeah, I'll go with Ken. Monk needs to be in the six-pack, and we really haven't focused on this because there's so much offensive futility from yesterday, but the first sequence where the Ravens ended up going for it on fourth down, it was third and two. Justice Hill in the game.
I'm getting
hand off to him. Timeout. Derrick Henry still not on the
does
field.
Does not come on the fourth down play.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're
and
getting
he
there.
Throws it deep.
Yeah. We're getting there.
Right.
It's the six pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Short yardage sucks, Monk. And it wasn't just the goal to go stuff. Yeah, the third and two, the run, the inside run from Hill for minus one, fourth and three, they think about it, still keep Hill in. And I'm a big Hill guy, but if you've been running the ball on them and you got the big man going, why doesn't he get two shots from 2 yards?
He's got a lather, Jason.
Then, obviously, there's the issues with goal to go. They're 28th in the league in goal to go efficiency. They have 11 rushes for 8 total yards on the season in goal to go. Minus 0.55 yards before contact on goal-to-goal rushes for the season. Somehow that's only fourth worst in the NFL. They've been too cute at times. They've been not physical enough at times. And look, hint for my number one. The O-line still basically sucks, so when you can't get push, it's hard to be a smart play caller in goal-to-go. But the short yardage goal-to-go offense is as bad as ever.
My three, Zay Flowers, bro. We're like, and by the way, you know what? You need to face the music after the game, after you have a performance like that. I know one of those fumbles was credited to Cooper Rush. from my view, he put it right in your right in your breadbasket. You gotta hold on to that football. You had a huge hand in losing this football game. I feel like you got to talk afterwards.
Number two
is Ronnie Stanley in the O-line. I don't know what Harp said today. The ankle's fine. It's structurally fine. Ronnie Stanley took himself out of the game. It didn't seem like he spoke to medical staff. He just decided to tap out. And the rest of the O-line absolutely stinks. The guards are so bad. We talked about this earlier. The guards are so bad. The center's now bad. It's a disaster.
I've got Zay at two. I mean, he was the only playmaker in this offense. And so, like, we had a hot Derrick Henry early in the year turn into a turnover machine. Now Zay's the only thing going in the pass game. You've got an undercut pass for an interception with him as the target. And it's two fumbles. And he's a small guy. He has to understand in those high traffic areas when guys are coming after you from behind, you got to get down. It just really wasn't smart spatial awareness for me. And on a day where the defense managed to keep this way lower scoring than anybody could have fathomed, you can't lose the turnover battle and have one guy so central to it. Really, two, rushing him.
Number one.
Yeah, this O-line's a disaster. No, Boom's not a left tackle. The guards are not starting caliber guards. The center is getting pushed around in part because of the guards. We know how the running game has been in fits and starts. We know, we just documented how terrible they are in short yardage and bully ball situations. We know they don't even have a sixth offensive tackle who's worth bringing in to try to help with the bully ball situations. The two holding penalties in the red zone are killers. The Ronnie Stanley situation is red flags everywhere. Oh, yeah, and they're 29th in pressure rate allowed and 28th in sack rate allowed. Lamar coming back is good and all, but when you're playing football games and you're attempting four passes, you're behind by three. Well, you need three scores to win in the second half, and you attempt four passes that go beyond 15 yards through the air, in part because these guys can't hold it down. You're really asking Lamar to be Superman every single snap.
My number one specifically to this game was the goal line situation at the end of the first half. This they steal a touchdown there or get a touchdown there when you're first and goal at the four, and Henry gets you three on first down. So, and I turned to Bone at that point. I'm like, give it to Henry three more times. We go tush, push once, nothing. Okay, let's go tush, push again, nothing. At that point, the Rams are going to sell out to stop Derrick Henry because they know he's getting the ball because they're not going to run play action because they don't trust the quarterback to run play action, and that things get shut down because 84 can't block anybody. It was a disaster. Can you imagine going to the half up 10-3? They might actually steal this football game. Instead, it's tied at three, and you know they're going to lose. That was a failure.
Way to take down the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, I think Zay being higher, just because, look, we know the offense is compromised with Cooper Rush and not having Lamar Jackson. You can't make those mistakes. That was his first fumble since the AFC Championship game. And I'm with you, Ken. The second one, even though it was credited to Cooper Rush, that's on Zay Flowers.
I guess, and Jason, you'd be the only one to be able to speak to it. I guess the Fox people kept saying Zay Flowers never fumbles, and then they kept PK. Then he fumbles twice.
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird how we've seen this frustration manifest itself in their star players. We've seen Lamar kind of lose his cool, which he hadn't done for in a while, like early in the Kansas City game and before the injury. We've seen Henry do it, and now we've seen Zay Flowers have one bad moment manifest itself into multiple bad moments. And then unlike the other two, you know, again, I don't care about the media, but you should probably speak to your fan base about
That's where the conduit.
What's going on.
Yeah.
Not a good day for Zay.
We'll come back at the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and we'll get you ready for, I guess, Infinity Sports Radio, which then leads into Monday Night Football right here, Westwood One's coverage, 7 o'clock here on The Fan. We have a Monday Night Football doubleheader on tap. You will get to hear the Bills-Falcons, that game 7:15 start, Westwood One's coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan. There's also a doubleheader of baseball as Milwaukee and the Dodgers later. Right now, Seattle and Toronto tied at 3 in the second inning, but Bellway Ben, let's get the text of the day.
Check, 1-2, check.
Text of the day!
Text of the
Gary in Baltimore, who says it's really tough watching the Ravens offense without Lamar. Have to imagine he's making more and more money each game he misses.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, he's, look, he's got him by the you know what. And
he has all the leverage.
The way he structured this thing was genius, and they're going to have all these other holes they have to fill, and there's no way that they're going to be able to do it all through the draft. Yeah. I wonder how long it takes, how tricky it gets.
And remember, he's got the no franchise tag clause in the contract.
And the no trade.
So that's,
and if he wants to be traded, he'll decide if he's willing to go to.
He can force all that. By the way, before we preview tomorrow's show.
Thank God for Sashi. I mean, he'll take care of everything.
He took care of it last time.
He did the first time.
Yes, he did.
He got it done.
He did get it done. This is according to Front Office Sports. James Franklin, who's been fired by Penn State, is required to look for another job in coaching or broadcasting, according to a copy of his Penn State contract obtained by Front Office Sports. If Franklin's new job pays him less than the $8 million he's owed annually through 2031, Penn State only owes him the difference.
Yeah, that's offsets. That's completely typical contract language.
So he can't sit out, though, and just collect the money.
But, how hard you really try and whatever. But no, that's totally normal. But some program could
pay him on the
bring
cheap.
Him in for basically what you'd pay a coordinator and use the savings to build the staff around him because he's really a recruiter, not a head coach. And then Penn State's paying the difference.
Maryland.
Who are the coordinators coming with him? Because I don't. Could you imagine if you got him and Locks, and you just nailed down all the talent, and then you had a staff around them.
Yeah.
Co-head coaches, but they're really just recruiting
gurus,
their asses off.
Gurus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's realistic, though. That'd be fun.
And you let Biff Poggi coach the team. No, I'm kidding. Biff Poggi.
Ben, what did you think of Maryland? We didn't ask you during the
show. Listen.
That was a pregnant pause.
Yeah.
Well, because the Locks comment, I do think it's a different Maryland team. I mean, it really is. I fully agree with him. I didn't like him saying you guys write what you want. I did not like because, dude, it's another game where you had the game in your hands and lost it. But I do think when you watch them, and again, they're so close. They are close, and this is way more talent than they've had in a long time. And the Malik Washington thing, that has to play into Loxley's future. You cannot afford to lose this kid. And, he missed some throws. If he hits Dorian Fleming on the sideline, the Terps win that game. That's going to happen. But he's also given the Terps way more as a true freshman than Talia did in big moments his final year at Maryland. So,
of course,
you're going to take some of that with what it is. Again, though, I do think that this is a different type of Maryland team. In previous years, they don't have that pick six against Riola. They go down 14 or go down 7 there. They do fight. They do battle, and they stay in games. But I didn't like the you write what you want comment. And also on James Franklin, I'll get to that too. Keep that fraud
give it
away.
Give it to me, Beltway.
Jason said I use fraud loosely. Fraud. James Franklin
you
is a fraud.
Called the Brewers frauds.
To me, if the Brewers, you're the best record in baseball.
To be fair, it was a blind spot.
They're in the Final Four.
it was a blind spot.
The they won three were games. Be in the Final Four.
But I started calling them frauds after all this. It wasn't early in the year. What is that? I was calling them frauds in March.
No, when we were just talking about it on the show again.
Yeah. Because I don't.
It's a blind spot.
You're going to say I'm two sides again. Yes, they play good baseball. Yes, they've impressed. They've overachieved. But to me, I don't think a team with that 6, 7, 8, 9 is going to win a World Series. I said I think they're going to lose to the Dodgers.
But I just don't think they're frauds.
I was rooting for
you. Maybe I am using the term fraud loosely. But forget that. James Franklin is a fraud.
James Franklin is a fraud. But I think to call the Brew Crew fraud.
Okay, that's fine. But if they go on and win two games in this series, that's 5 wins in the playoffs.
Could I just say for the show, I was rooting for the Cubs on Saturday.
You and me both.
Never in doubt.
I'll be honest with you, completely honest with
you. Get the solo homer.
As much as I wanted the Cubs to win, I just never felt good in that one. The whole game, I'm like, this is going to be bad. And I thought I was going to hear from Jason that night.
The Cubs are the frauds. They can only win in Wrigley.
The Cubs are absolutely frauds, but you can put some of that on Hoyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we have a Oriole Hall of Famer, Mike Bordy.
Bordy.
We have IA Hall of Famer, Cynthia Freeland.
And we have Kyle Goon. Baltimore.
I got a feeling Cynthia's model.
Still gives the Ravens the odds to win the division.
You know how she's going to respond.
We're done for the day, but coming up next, Infinity Sports Radio, which will leave
her at all. I'm so interested.
Yeah, no.
she'll blame injuries. She'll blame injuries.
Hey, Buffalo and Atlanta, Monday Night Football, 7 here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.